tattoo and vest, your sweat and blood. You got the juice, we complement each other.
Music from the Super Mega, aka it's called Cross My Heart. Absolutely love it.
My supermodel, where you go, I follow. Cross my heart and hope to die. We'll never be alone.
Was this written for the new Mfazi?
Angaz. Did you listen to the new album?
No, I haven't. The new EP, you mean?
Oh, it's EP.
Mm. It's an EP.
Yeah, what a...
Haven't listened. Is it not good or is it good? I mean, Marshall, you know you're my barometer when it comes to new music.
Did you sample?
Of course, cut and paste. They're like five or four songs that are like cut and paste.
All right.
And then there's only two songs that you're going to like.
Which ones are? Album.
Which is Energy, the obvious one that we playlisted, and Flame as well. And the other one featuring KO. Those are the only three.
Oh, Flame.
Songs.
Yeah, Flame is the one with Choma Joes.
Yeah. And then there's another one with KO, if I can just remember the name of the song. But yeah, that's just, like, okay, here it is. Heavy Drunk.
All right. I'm assuming it's not clean.
Yeah, it's not clean. All so right, it's Heavy Drunk, it's Energy, and and Flame that are like nice. The rest is...
It's an album.
It's an EP.
It's an EP, yeah.
It's an EP.
Yesterday, also, I saw he announced on social media he's got a brand new drink out with Cruz. Banana Deluxe, banana-flavored vodka, guys.
I like banana bread, so...
So it'll work for you. How would you feel if Odie were hanging out at a party and we're chatting, right? And we're like, yeah, no, it's good. And I'm like, excuse me, sorry, it's just the burp.
Ooh,
what is it going to smell
banana.
Like? What is it going to smell like?
It's going to smell nice, actually. I can't believe I'm saying this. Because it's banana flavor, guys. Like, it's a fruit flavor. So I don't believe it's going to be horrible. Although the alcoholic stench will be there, but I feel like it's not going to be bad.
You know what? Well, it's an absolute insult to those that drink spirits clean and straight.
No, but
it's like me telling you, what about banana flavored umkomboti?
No, but banana flavored macho is great.
Wow,
like,
guys.
Banana flavored macho is great. Like, guys, I love banana so much, ne? Like, it's literally my favorite fruit. And I mean, if you're going out to the club, you're gonna be having some banana vodka. May as well have some banana. Before
you must
you
know
have...
one thing about when you drink too much. What 99% of the time, what makes you throw up is the smell of something. If you get that whiff of banana.
What if you love banana smile?
I mean,
I love banana smile. Like, am I the only one who loves bananas, guys? I'm like bananas.
No,
bananas.
Real bananas, yes, but not in my. I don't need flavors of it.
Okay, banana or watermelon? You have to choose one.
Neither. Because I.
You have to choose.
Because you know what? For someone who has tried it, Cruz Vintage Black is perfect on its own.
Okay.
It's smooth. It doesn't give you that terrible 18-18 burn, and it doesn't give you a hangover.
But 18, I feel like you are speaking for people that are veterans within the alcoholic industry.
Oh, thank you so much. It feels like I don't have a liver anymore.
Alcoholic.
Yeah, she's putting veterans. It in a very polite way. You're an alcoholic.
No, I'm just saying you guys have had experience, guys. And I understand that with time, the palate... gets used to alcohol and you prefer the bitter tasting
ones. What's your choice? What's your choice of drink? What is your favorite?
I drink juice and water. I don't drink alcohol.
None.
Yo, I don't drink alcohol.
Okay.
So I feel like if someone new came into to introducing themselves to alcohol, they'd want flavor, you know? And I wanted to also say that, you know, with alcohol now having so many flavors, people are gonna die from being drunk, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Liquid fruit, right?
Yes.
They don't have banana flavored liquid fruit.
But they have fruit punch, which
has banana. Fruit punch, which is a mix, yes. But they don't have banana fruit alone. They don't say banana flavor juice.
Yeah. No,
for obvious reasons, because it wouldn't work.
Yes.
The same way they don't have watermelon.
Yeah, no, you have a point. You
because
have a point.
If the juice companies can't make it work, what in the world makes you think an alcoholic beverage is a good idea to dash it?
Because you can't compare alcohol to juice. They are two different things. You know?
No.
The same way.
This is a very
Michelle. The same way you are able to get banana milkshake.
Okay, banana milkshake is
I love it. I would. I love it.
Strawberry,
like, I prefer it over any other type of milkshake.
Chocolate, yes.
Yes. And cream soda, right? But, like, I want banana. All and right. It's unusual, but I want banana.
Because of the weather, eh? I agree.
I also agree. It is. It's partly. It's definitely. And Netflix. That's the only thing. You're like, I want banana and Netflix. Michelle, you drink Hennessy, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you dash it or do you drink it straight?
Depends. It depends.
All right. How would you feel about a banana-flavored Hennessy?
No. Ew. Ew.
By the way, are you guys aware
no,
that...
No, Nick.
Are you guys aware that Amarula now has a raspberry chocolate-flavored Amarula?
Yeah, I heard the advert.
You see, Amarula I've always known to be like, by the way, Amarula mixed with milk and crushed ice, phenomenal perfect. Smoothie.
Yeah.
Or
phenomenal
ice
smoothie.
Or ice cream.
Ice cream is great. It makes a really great, like a braai type of dessert thing.
Yeah, but you do not drink it a lot.
Only two
glasses.
I have seen they do like a banana dessert type of thing and they put Amarula inside. So if you put in, let's say, chocolate and banana.
Now they can put
Amarula.
Well, yeah. They can put cruise.
They're going to put some cruise in there.
Yeah, it's the same thing as tequila. Like, yes. If I'm going to have tequila, give me, like, proper tequila. Don't give me flavored tequila. I don't like flavored tequila. I want the straight, proper tequila.
Yes. No,
I think you're going to tell me you don't like flavored beer.
Of course.
You don't like flavored beer? Odi, you can't comment.
Okay, yeah, let me just keep quiet. But I feel like that's what he's going to say.
Flavored beer.
Yeah,
what's wrong with the normal flavor of beer? Why do we need to add flavor to it?
I don't want those frowns to be permanent on my face.
Have you never had Corona or Sol, which is a lighter beer, if you're gonna complain about the taste?
No, like, I mean, I've had, like, I don't like beer taste. You know, I don't like the taste of beer.
You see, these
do you
are
know,
the people
do you know
I'm
who Flying
about?
Fish is actually targeted at, my friend?
What? Guys like
it's
me.
It's targeted for... No, it's targeted at Odie and when she has a girl's night out. That's what it's targeted for.
And Brutal Fruit for you, sir. And Delay.
You! Brutal Fruit tastes like... Yeah.
You might as well start drinking Benini or Bacardi Breezer. Jeez.
Benini
Flash.
Benini Flash.
Wow. Seriously.
You might as well.
If you're going to remain on this show, you must stop... This flavored beer. No, just flavored beer. Start having. I'll admit, yes, Castle is a bit. It's very bitter.
Yes.
So is Heineken.
And
so is
Black.
Amstel.
Yes.
No, Black Label I can still
and
stomach.
Hansa's not bad.
So.
How about Windhoek? Windhoek is quite.
Windhoek Light, I can drink. Windhoek Draft, I struggle with. That's why I said Corona or Sol will be good for you.
Yeah. Corona, yeah. Come on.
The best I'm willing to do is Savannah. That's the
spam. Oh, wow. Right.
And, Heineken.
I can't wait until Savannah
Corona,
says they've
please.
Got banana flavor as well for him.
They should. They have crushed apple and stuff. So.
By the way, I must tell you, this happened about 3 months. This was when lockdown was. Remember when they said lockdown is at 10 o'clock and then restaurants could open?
Yes.
So I went out for supper with a friend. And we went to this really, really nice restaurant. It was for an anniversary that she was celebrating, more remembering. And the waiter comes around and everybody orders their drinks and like this. And not knowing, I asked the waiter, I'm like, do you have Corona? And he's like, excuse me? And I said, do you have Corona?
Oh, wow.
And he took a step back and he's like, let me check. He comes back 5 minutes later and says to me, no, my temperature's fine.
Ah, Nick.
And I was like, why are you telling me about? He's like, no, you asked me if I have Corona. I said, no. I said, I can see how.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I meant Corona the beer. And he was like, yeah, we do have. And I was like, all right.
Oh, wow, Nick.
But he looked so nervous and I couldn't understand why.
Yeah, Shem, you know how waiters are always so nervous because they can't be rude to customers. Yes. They always have to be nice, whether the customer's.
Because then she asked me, she was like, how can you ask the waiter if he's got Corona? I was like, I wanted to ask if he's got like Corona the beer.
The beer.
Oh, wow.
The beer.
Okay. And she was like, oh. I was like, yeah.
Wow, that is actually so funny.
Whoever came up with the name for this disease and decided
No, just can we stick to COVID-19?
Yeah, yes, COVID-19. Ah, oh, man. They should just sue them. Sue whoever
they
came up with the name.
They actually saw a drop in sales because of that. Because, yes. Because some stupid Americans thought that, you know, corona.
Get it from Coron.
And it is a Mexican beer, so it fell well inside of Donald Trump's idea of blaming the Mexicans
exactly.
Once again.
Yeah,
Mexicans. And blaming China. It's done now. He's gone, which is a good thing.
Until then.